You're listening to SBS News.
The New South Wales government has announced a $440 million rescue package for residential and commercial tenants and landlords. It aims to help renters who have lost at least 25% of their income or businesses suffering a revenue loss of at least 30% due to COVID-19. Announcing the package, New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet said landlords would be offered waivers or rebates of up to 25% on their land tax repayments, as long as they pass it on to their tenants.
So today's announcement will provide a 25% rebate or waiver for landlords who pass on an equivalent amount of rental relief for their tenants. We will also be deferring land tax for the next 3 months for those who have yet to pay their land tax bill.
It will force landlords and tenants to negotiate in a bid to stop rent strikes or evictions. The six-month support package includes an interim moratorium on applications for forced evictions due to rental arrears. Tenants will be protected from eviction until the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal is satisfied that negotiations have concluded. Residential tenants can defer their rental payments in negotiation with their landlords, although they'll be expected to pay it back once the pandemic is over. One of the national coordinators of the recent tenants' rent strike, Ariana Plangitis, says she doesn't believe the package has gone far enough.
While there's a couple of cases where maybe $10 gets removed per week for a renter, it's not covering the basics at all, and renters are still not able to pay their rent in half, let alone in full. So the idea that we can negotiate when people are having to basically choose between food or rent payment is quite laughable. And yeah, it's just like asking us to negotiate with hungry vultures at this point, because we're not seeing much help that way.
The New South Wales Greens housing spokeswoman is Newtown member Jenny Leong. She says it's still unclear whether the money will flow to renters.
Particularly, we are concerned about the fact that there is no solution for how renters that may be unable to pay their rent during this time will deal with what will be a massive and unserviceable debt by them in 6 months once this eviction moratorium is lifted.
The Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Tenants Union, Leo Patterson-Ross, has similar areas of concern about the rental package.
We're particularly concerned that people may still come out of this with very high rent arrears debts where the negotiation doesn't work.
Mr. Patterson-Ross offers an alternative.
What should be happening, we think, is that the rent should be reducing proportionally to the income loss of the household. We really need to see all levels of government, and particularly the Commonwealth, coming back into this conversation to make sure that there aren't any barriers for landlords accepting those reduced rents.
The New South Wales Parliament will be recalled to pass the new measures. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.